Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 22nd. Monday morning here, corn's up 2 cents, beans are up 2 cents, wheat's down 6 cents, the dollar's up 28 cents, metals are a little bit lower. Relatively quiet day here, a little bit of strength in corn and beans after the sell-off last week. There may be some bottom pickers out here looking to buy a little bit of a break. You know, it could be some foreign buying. We're competitive with the Brazilians on soybeans going to China. Whether they actually buy anything or not remains to be seen. But we've got pretty good harvest weather now after having several weeks of really poor weather. We should be catching up on the bean averages. I don't think we'll be quite average on tonight's crop progress report, but the corn still should be at or just ahead of averages on the harvest. So as we move forward and we finish up the harvest here, we know we've lost some drag on the yield with corn and beans because of the weather out here. Is it enough to offset what appear to be very, very large crops? I don't think so. We had the run up in the beans. We backed off about 30 cents in beans, 10 cents in corn. My gut feeling tells me that without some real strong foreign demand in this market, these markets can move lower. Last week's export sales figures were terrible. We were hoping for some really good numbers to boost us up, but we never got that. So the export inspections this morning weren't too bad, but we need to do better out here. The weather going forward, again, looks pretty conducive to harvest, so that's good. We should get the crops in. Brazil, Argentina, they're both off to good starts. Their planting rates are pretty strong, and no reason to think they're not going to get their crop in on time. So then we shift to, the storage issues this fall. What are we going to do with all the beans? A farmer's going to store the corn or sell the corn and store the beans. Remains to be seen out here. But we're kind of through this October averaging period now in the beans. We've got another week to go. But I think they did a pretty good job of getting some of the averages up, which will minimize those insurance payments. So, I'm thinking that as we head into the winter months, it could be a little slow out here unless we see some major disruption with supplies from South America. As far as the wheat market goes, we really need to see some exports to Egypt. Russians still apparently have plenty of wheat to sell out here, and that's keeping a lid on this market. So when it's all said and done, we've had a little bit of a scare over the last couple of weeks. That seems to be over. Path of least resistance is lower. The funds got out of their short beans and short corn. They're now back to short beans again, maybe short a little bit of corn. So do they want to add to those positions? Again, it's just a guess out here. But I think for the meantime, until we see something really positive out here, the odds favor these markets moving a little bit lower yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.